This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Associate Superintendent of County Schools for Mitchell County, Dr. Rick Sperling. And he's with us to talk about a subject that keeps changing. It's the school calendar.
Well, Steve, it's good to see you. And as I always say, thank you to WKYK and WTOE for all the good things that you do for the Mitchell County Schools. This year, due to a very brutal winter weather that we've experienced, and we've had a little bit of dose of it all, with extreme cold temperatures and snow and ice and heavy rains and heavy winds, and as warm and nice as the weather's been over the last few days, I don't think any of us believe that we've seen the last of winter. And as a result of this inclement weather that we have experienced, we have now missed 12 days with our school calendar this year. And, of course, all these days required by the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction are required to be put on the tail end of the school year. So this at this time, we currently have our last day of school, which is day 180, is now scheduled for Tuesday, June the 2nd. Graduation at Mitchell High School for our senior class of 2009, which I'd like to add is an outstanding bunch of youngins, will be Saturday, 10 a.m. at June 6th of this school year. To assure an appropriate timeline for end-of-school activities and, of course, graduation for our senior class and also for summer vacations that are planned by families in our county, it will be necessary to make up all future missed days. So during the month of February and March, if our system must close school during the week as a result of winter weather, we will have Saturday school. We will not have school on Saturday if all 5 days are completed during the week. Only on weeks where we miss a day of school because of winter weather. Saturday school will begin its normal hours and will be dismissed at noon. And please, I'd like to also say to all our folks to take into consideration continued bad weather that we may experience in the future when making travel plans for spring break and during the early part of June, as all these dates could change if we continue to have winter weather that requires our schools to be closed. I would also like to say, as your snowman in Mitchell County, that I really appreciate everybody's understanding and support when winter weather compromises our school calendar. Steve, thank you so much for having me on today. And if there's any questions, you can contact me at the county office. And you can also download the Mitchell County Schools website, and you will see revision 12 of the 2008-2009 school calendar.
Thank you, Dr. Rick Sperling, Associate Superintendent with Mitchell County Schools. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.